I sat quietly as I listened to the sounds of sewing machines hum and the people around me chatter. Passing my mother another skein of thread, my eyes traced the intricate patterns on the quilt stretched across the table in front of me as I thought of all the things I would rather be doing. At 11 years old, quilting with a group of grown women in my mother's office was not exactly my idea of fun. My eyes moved from the quilt. The pictures that hung on the walls around us, where dozens of framed faces stare back at me. Young men and women in uniform, all of whom were clean-cut, bright-eyed, and seated in dignified poses. I remember the twinge of guilt I felt as I read the inscription on the wall above their portraits. Fallen but never forgotten. My mother had helped collect these portraits in her position of casualty specialist at Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson, where she provided support to Alaskans who had lost loved ones in the military. This quilting night was an opportunity for family members of fallen soldiers to come together and find peace in each other's company. Almost 7 years later, I finally understand the importance of those quiet nights spent with the fallen families quilting group. The crown symbol of sitting with these families beneath the portraits of their children and spouses as we work to create something beautiful and useful together left me with a deeper appreciation for those serving our country. I couldn't have known it then, but the quilt pattern we were using was identical to quilts given to soldiers during the Civil War, and that we were, therefore, carrying on a tradition whose origins reach back to one of the most harrowing events in human history. Back when the Civil War began in 1861, divisiveness in America seemed to be reaching its zenith. Southern states had become outraged with the authority of the federal government and felt that slavery, their largest source of income, could be outlawed by federal ruling. Disagreements between northern and southern states came to a head when South Carolina decided to secede from the Union. A domino effect ensued, as one by one, southern states seceded to form their own confederacy. 4 years of bloody battles followed. Amidst cannon fire and screams, soldiers would attempt to ward off the bitter cold by cloaking themselves in quilts just like the ones we had sewn on our quilting nights. After all was said and done, an estimated 700,000 people died, making the Civil War the bloodiest war to take place on American soil. After the war, America was left to stitch itself back together. Sewing machines hummed, people chattered, and slowly but surely America began to resemble a quilt, with individual states bound together by the thread of our common values. As I reflect on my time spent with the fallen families, I realize that countless soldiers have fought for and even laid down their lives for the preservation of these American values of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is, therefore, my opinion that it is our armed forces, and more specifically, their immense sacrifice that makes this country great. Amidst divisiveness and conflict, a patriotic patchwork unfolds. The stitching may be rough, with loose threads and puckered seams, but the resulting fabric is strong, and the pattern is beautiful.